genes are next in line. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. It might not seem like chickens, chimpanzees, and honeybees have much in common, but they're among a diverse group of organisms recently chosen to get all of their DNA sequenced. Jane Peterson is Associate Director of Extramural Programs at the National Human Genome Research Institute in Bethesda, Maryland. She says the 15-year project to sequence the human genome should be complete by April of next year.
The sequencing capacity that we've built that is so efficient and is so cost-effective will become available for sequencing additional genomes. And there are a lot of interesting genomes out there to study.
So in addition to the chicken, chimpanzee, and honeybee, the Institute has given top priority to the sea urchin, various kinds of fungi, and a one-celled organism called Tetrahymena. Peterson says each organism is important to researchers in its own way, and having several complete genomes to study will help in understanding how genes evolved over time.
There are a lot of genes in common between different organisms, and so now scientists are interested in starting to compare genomes.
And in that way, scientists will be able to use the new genomes to learn more about the human one. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.